Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there. And I'll start the video.
Good job.
See, the video is right there. And we're going to hit play. There's the countdown, right?
Yep.
How come it's not doing the countdown?
How come it's getting it done?
It's not working? Oh, there it goes.
Oh, that's weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's not that weird. Okay, and I'll put the study up and we're ready. I'm online. And there we go. Well, Shabbat Shalom. Here we are again on the Sabbath of God. And we're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chaba Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God around the world. And today's God's holy day, the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, creator of all things and everything, may you bless this day. Always wash us in your holy blood as we come before your holy throne, Lord, knowing that you're holy and you're pure and you're perfect. And that's the way you want us to be. May you bless this day in Yeshua's name. May you heal us, strengthen us, be with us. I pray, Lord and God, one day we hope to be with you, Father, in eternity. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins in the blood of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's my phone number. There's my email. My website's still working, thank God. And there's my email if you ever need to talk to me. There's three different ways to talk to me right there. Today is May the 3rd, 2025. Wow. And it's Maya's month. She's the Italic goddess of spring, daughter of Funus, wife of Vulcan, whatever the pagan thing that is. But that's where we get the name May from. So that's where we get the name May. Isn't that, everybody uses May. God's calendar, always the same. We're in the second month called Ziph, day 5. There we are. This is the second of the 7 Sabbaths we were told to count. And let's see. We're not counting Omers. You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. So we're going to count 7 Sabbaths. It says, even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath, you shall number 50 days. 50 days is Pentecost in Greek. And that's what it is. Today's topic is our testimony. Our testimonies live on after we die. And I always tell people, if you can't get along here on the earth, how are you going to be together? How are you going to get along in heaven? How are you going to meet each other in heaven? You know, that's a sad thing. So do you love your neighbor as yourself? Leviticus 19 says, you shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yehovah. And that's who said it, Yehovah. So, a lot of people are not, I can see some people are not doing that. So are you really following the scripture? I don't know. You have to ask yourself. Here's a small list to consider of events that happened many times in scripture. The angels that sinned. Wow, angels that sinned. They were in heaven and they sinned. Cast down to hell. Cast down to a terrible place. How about Cain? Cain slew Abel. First murder. The time of Noah. That was the first time the world came to an end. Isn't that weird? The world then was overflowed with water. Then we got Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality and lesbians and all kinds of weird flesh running around doing promiscuous stuff. We got the time of Lot. Just Lot. And we have Balaam, the son of Bozor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Oh, boy. And then we have Korah. And there's a lot of others, too. I just named a few there just to, you know, get you in the mood of what we're going to talk about. Our testimony lives on after we die and are told many times. Consider these few verses below. So you need to consider these verses below. These verses are many years apart. And you should understand it. From Numbers to Chronicles, I don't know how many years that is. There's quite a big time between Numbers and Chronicles. But here's Numbers. It says, these are the names of the sons of Aaron. Nadab, firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died before Jehovah. Why? Well, they offered strange incense, strange fire before Jehovah in the wilderness of Sinai. And they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron, their father. Here's Numbers 26. And Aaron was born, and unto Aaron was born Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab, Abihu died when they offered strange fire before Jehovah. Here's Chronicles, believe it or not. Many, many years later. 1 Chronicles 24 says, now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Says the same thing. Nadab and Abihu died before their father, and they had no children. Therefore, Eleazar, Ithamar executed the priest's office. Right. Here's another situation from Numbers to Deuteronomy. That's even further. And Psalms, that's even further. Deuteronomy 11 says, And what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and all their substance that was in their possession in the midst of Israel. That's Deuteronomy 11. But now you go way in the future to Psalms, way in the future to Psalms. It says, the earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. Wow. So they're remembered in a horrible way, but we remember them. We still talk about them today in 2025. Here we are. I mean, that's just amazing. So our testimony, the record of our short lives. What have you done so far in your life? Are you keeping the commandments? Are you doing what God says? Remember last week's study? Are you right in your own eyes, or are you right in God's eyes? Right. All the testimonies from the scripture are for our admonition. Paul, who Saul, tells us to the Corinthians, he told them, now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition. Wow. So is your testimony believed? 2 Thessalonians, Paul tells the Thessalonians, Yeshua shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. So Paul's testimony was believed. I hope ours is also. Here's the testimony of our Lord Yeshua. Be not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Yeshua, nor of me his prisoner. But be you a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Amen. And we endure all things down here. Here's a testimony of Moses. Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. And that there's another testimony, you know. That's a good one, yeah. Here's a testimony of Enoch. He's the seventh from Adam. Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God translated him. Wow. For before his translation, he had his testimony. What was his testimony? He pleased God. Wow. That's big time. You don't need a big resume. He just says he pleased God. The testimony of true believers. Revelation says, when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And our testimony is that Yeshua rose from the dead, and he's the only one you can get salvation from. There's no other name given under heaven whereby man shall be saved, right? Only that one name, Yeshua. Yes. Here's a testimony of the two witnesses that we haven't even seen yet. That's in the future. Zechariah 4 says, then answered I, and I said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof? What are they? And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? I hope that's the word of God, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he answered me and said, you don't know what these two are? He said, no, my Lord, I don't know. He said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by Jehovah of the whole earth. Mm. Amen. Revelation has them in there too. So they're everywhere, these two. They're from Zechariah to Revelation. It's a big span of time. Yeah. Revelation 11 says, and I'll give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Amen. If any man shall hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These are the two witnesses in the future, wherever they are. Yeah. These two witnesses, these two candlesticks, have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over water to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Wow. And when they have finished their testimony, we all have a testimony, like you have, your life is a testimony, my life's a testimony before God, and whatever we do, you know. When these two witnesses have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, shall make war against them, shall overcome them and kill them, the beast. And their dead body shall lie in the street of the great city, which is Jerusalem, which is spiritually called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Isn't that sad that Jerusalem is known in the future as Sodom and Egypt? And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations with telecommunications now, they're going to see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. Can you believe that? They're going to leave them there. It's horrible. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelled on the earth. And I hope we have a chance to torment everybody that we meet too with the truth of the gospel. Amen. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon all them which saw them. Amen. They were ascended up to heaven, I bet. Oh, yeah. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. Wow, the two witnesses, and their enemies beheld them. That was their testimony. For 3.5 years, they preached the truth. Was that 3.5 years, that date? Testimony of all believers. Again, Revelation 12:11. And they, us, that's us, overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Amen. We love not our lives unto death. Amen. This is not a long study. I'll give you a few more scriptures. Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of Jehovah is perfect." Whoa. The law of Jehovah is perfect. The world out there don't even believe in the law of God. Converting the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is sure. His testimony is sure, making wise the simple. Amen. The testimony of Jehovah. Here's Psalm 119:88. David says, "Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth," which are the commandments and everything that God spoke about and everything that he did and stood for. Here's Psalm 132:12. "If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them," the testimony, the commandments and the laws and the statutes and the judgments, "their children shall also sit upon the throne forevermore." Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen, of course. Here are two chapters that repeat many events in Tanakh. If you can, read all 2 Peter 2 and Jude. I'll read some of it for you today. Here's 2 Peter 2. And here's those angels I was telling you about earlier. "If God spared not the angels that sinned," it's just amazing that angels that are in eternity, in holiness and pureness, Satan rose up. Can you believe that devil rose up? "But these angels are cast down to hell and delivered into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." Can't even, that's just, that those words are just like, whoa, Nelly. I mean, I don't want to be reserved unto judgment. I don't want to be in chains of darkness. You know, these angels are the ones that rose up against God. And here's another thing that Peter talks about, which we read earlier. "God spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly." The ungodly. Wow. So the world that then was overflowed. Yeah. Turning, and also, we talked a little bit earlier about Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, this is 2 Peter. "Turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes." My wife and I were there in Israel many years ago. And we were at Sodom and Gomorrah. It's ash. It is ash. And it's shocking to see, really. "Condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly." And they were ungodly. They were homosexuals and lesbians and all kind of weasel lifestyles. You know, today you can't even say that out there because they made it a lifestyle. "And God delivered just Lot."
He was just.
He's just. Why? Why did he deliver him? He was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. So am I. I get vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. When we watch TV and people curse, I have to change the program. I can't stand it. Mm-hmm. "For that righteous man," that's Lot, "dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds." Unlawful deeds. Wow. "These people all forsaken the right way, and they have gone astray, following the way of Balaam." Remember Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. That's horrible. Yep. We spoke about that a little earlier too, right? "But this Balaam was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet." That's right. Remember that? Yeah, and that happened a long time ago. Here's Peter reciting it hundreds and hundreds of maybe a thousand years later. And I'm repeating it in 2025. These are wells without water, which is useless, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. The mist of darkness is reserved forever. Now here's, I'm going to read a couple of verses in the book of Jude, which Jude does is basically the same thing. He says, I'll therefore put you in remembrance. I'm trying to put you in remembrance myself today of all these things, though you once knew this. How Jehovah saved the people out of the land of Egypt. Remember that? Destroyed Pharaoh and the whole Egypt there. Turned it into a rubble. Yeah. Having saved the people out of the land of Egypt. Afterward destroyed them that believed not. Wow. And you, so he brings up that. And he brings up, that, we read that a little earlier too. These are testimonies. Testimonies of the people that did wickedness that we don't want to follow. Jude brings up also the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. They left their own. He had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. They're going to live forever in judgment, in darkness, in punishment, in fire. Well, you might say, when did that happen? Well, the Revelation says there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, that's the devil, and the dragon fought against his angels, that's God's angels. And they prevailed not, of course. Satan will never win. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. So all the evil is kicked out of heaven, and only God can say that, you know. And the great dragon was cast out. He's the old serpent. He's called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. And you can see that even today. How many people are coming today to the Sabbath? Nobody. And how many people are going to go to tomorrow on Sunday to their pagan church? He deceives the whole world. And the devil was cast out into the earth. That's where the devil is. The angels were cast out with him. They're in everlasting chains of darkness unto the judgment. Wow, that's scary. So there we got it. Brother John, he says, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, that's Satan, which accused them before our God day and night. Just think, he's accusing us. And here it is again, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And we love not our lives unto to the death. Amen. Amen, everybody? Amen. Amen. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. And this is woe to the inhabitants of the earth. That's us. And of the sea. Why? Oh, the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he had but a short time. Well, unfortunately, he's doing great out there. Almost no one keeps the Ten Commandments and the feasts, and nobody does anything out there anymore. Look at that. I mean, isn't that sad? People working today on God's holy day and everything. So how is your testimony today? You know, Saul told us in the past that we should examine ourselves. And I do. I examine myself. Whether you're in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Yeshua the Messiah is in you, except you might be a reprobate. No, I just was going over some verses again the other day of things that took place where people left the congregation. And I keep, every time I read it, I was trying to prove myself wrong, and it's still right. You know, I don't know what to say. It's sad. So we need to continue on, right? No matter what comes or goes, or no matter what happens. Continue your love, your loving kindness unto them that know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. That's what David said. That's Psalm 36, verse 10. Hebrews 13:11 says, "Let brotherly love continue." You can't tell somebody, I forgive you, and never talk to them again, right? That means they don't really forgive you. They're not telling the truth. But let brotherly love continue. That's Hebrews 13:11. Brother James says, "Whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, which is the Torah, which is the Tanakh, the perfect law, and continue," you got to continue therein. You can't say, "Oh, I served the Lord for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 20 years, you know, 10 years. He being not a forgetful hearer, but being a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Amen. I thank God for that. Here's 2 Timothy. Paul tells Timothy, he says, "Continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them." And I want to make sure, you know, I'm the minister here, and I hope you learned a lot of things from me over the years, and hope everything you know, I'm saying is true and faithful. Everything I got is from the Bible. I'm not making anything up. I don't add to the word or diminish from it, and I don't read from other books. I got one book. Been doing it for how long? 23 years? Is it 23 years or 24?
I think it's 24.
Maybe going on 24 years. I don't even know anymore. So long. "And that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Messiah Yeshua." 24 years? Wow. That's my wife telling me that. Yeah. And we try our best. We have nothing to win in this life. You know, if there's a discrepancy or a division, I'd rather say, tell the person, "Well, let's move on. Let's go on to something else. You know, let's move on." But some people don't want to talk. They just want to get mad. You know, some people just get mad. I know that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Wow. So that's the all scripture is given for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. "That the man and woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Yeah, that's what he's supposed to be. Paul tells Timothy, he says, "Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine." I do. "Continue in them, for in doing this you shall both save yourself and them that hear you." And I hope a lot of people get on my website if they're not here in person and get to hear these messages. Paul tells the Colossians, he says, "Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you have a master in heaven." Amen. "Continue in prayer." I'm always praying. Even when I go to sleep, I pray and always asking God to answer prayers. "And watch in the same with thanksgiving." Amen. "Continue in prayer." This is Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. It says, "And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled." That's amazing. We were reading some verses this morning. We were the enemies of righteousness. Isn't that weird? When we were in sin. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Amen. And that's only if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Amen. Hope of the good news of God, which you have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. This is Paul saying, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Remember in Hole in Wall, some people didn't like Paul. They thought Paul was a false teacher. That's horrible. Here's Romans 11, 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. So there's goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, they get severity. God drowned the world. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. They're all in hell right now. But toward you, but toward us, goodness, right? That's only if we continue in God's goodness. Otherwise, we're going to be cut off. So I pray for people. And I say, please bring them back. You know, please make them repent. And let's talk and let's work things out. Here's Jude one more time. Now unto Yeshua, that is able to keep you from falling, amen, and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, amen, hallelujah. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever, amen. In closing for today, that was a short study, huh? Watch your testimony. Watch who you think you are and who you think you might be. And watch what you think you believe. Double check everything. Next week will be the third of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count. So time's passing. Time is ticking. We're told in Exodus 34:22, you shall observe the Feast of Weeks, the first of the fruits of your wheat harvest. Feast of Weeks. I was thinking one day I'm going to go around and go to some Pentecostal churches and ask them about this. Feast of Weeks, which is called Pentecost. 50 days, the Feast of Harvest is coming. And that's June 8, 2025. I hope you got something out of this study. It wasn't too short, was it?
About 37 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to make sure I got a little bit in there of your testimony, and you got to continue on in God's righteousness. Anyway, God bless you. May God bless the rest of the Sabbath day. May God always be with you. And may God strengthen all of us. And may God bring people back in Yeshua's name. And may God help us in our lives, heal us, strengthen us, and be with us, God. We ask you for everything in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everybody. And I'll shrink that. And I'll stop the audio real quick. Shabbat shalom.